You don't know what you're doing. You have no idea what the hell you're doing. Okay, now that I got your attention, this video is about one of the most important things that people realize when we have calls, when I have mentoring calls with guys who are in the program.
Hey, you're listening to the Quit Porn, Achieve More podcast, where we talk about how to break free from porn quickly and easily so that you can finally live with integrity, confidence, and focus on bigger and better things. My name is Ben Uyama, and I gave up porn more than 5 years ago after battling it alone for most of my life. I've been married for more than 12 years, we have 3 kids, and I've been helping men quit porn one-on-one for more than 10 years now. Let's get started.
Some people come on the calls, it drives me crazy. They come on the call, people who have been addicted for decades, all right? And I ask them all the questions I always ask, like, what's your primary trigger? Why do you think you watch porn? Why do you want to quit? Do you really want to quit? Or are you kind of just keeping this as a habit because you have these ideals and you think you want to do something as opposed to doing nothing? Because if you really wanted to quit, because if your life depended on it, you could just quit, right? And then we go through all these things. So one of the things that keeps coming up with some people, not everyone, most people are incredible, but some people, I talk with them and they say, you know, oh, it's like my biggest trigger for me is stress, right? For example, or my biggest trigger is boredom, right? And we try to peel it back, and I try to help them understand, like, it's the primary emotion. Underneath those emotions, there's a deeper thing. It's fear of something. It's fear, all right? And if you really dig deep enough and you ask yourself, why do I feel stressed? Why do I feel anxious? And you dig deep enough, you will always come to a conclusion that's deeper than you thought. It's always a fear of something. Think about it. It's a fear of something, right? And so I have these conversations and I ask them questions, and then I help reframe things for them and give them perspective. And I say, I don't think you're bored. I think you're ashamed. I think you're afraid that somebody will be disappointed in you. I think you're afraid of disappointment and you're afraid of being unloved. Or people are stressed. Like, I don't think you're stressed or anxious. I think you're afraid of what people will think about you, right? Specifically, people in your life, you know, figures in your life, parents, siblings, whoever. These are examples, right? But this is the conversation that will go. And then they'll go, I don't think so. Or, let me think about it. I'm like, you don't know what you're talking about. You're here because you've been struggling for decades and stuck, and you're hitting your head on a brick wall. And I'm telling you, after many years of talking with people exactly in your situation, that this is a possible solution, and you won't even consider it. You won't even think that maybe, oh, really? Interesting. Let me think about it. He's like, I don't think so. Come on. And the reason I'm talking about this, guys, and I'm sorry to be aggressive here, but I'm just in that mood, is that it's like people are pushing for decades on a door. They're trying to get through a door, and they're pushing it and pushing it, and they think, I can't open it. Why is this door not opening? And all they need to do is have somebody with perspective say, hey, you just have to pull the door. You don't have to push the door. Just pull it. And they go, oh, I've been pushing a door for decades, and this is what's happening. It's crazy how many people don't take action even though they have values, moral values, high faith, standards in themselves. I don't want to be a guy that has porn and masturbation. I want to be a man, a husband, a father that has integrity and confidence. I want all these things. And I'm going to struggle in silence by myself with this porn addiction because nobody can save me. And I've tried everything and absolutely everything to quit porn. And I'm so frustrated because I've been pushing this door for decades and I can't have success. And I ask them, what have you done? It's like, well, I've tried NoFap. Okay, what else have you done? Oh, I've tried cold showers. Okay, what else have you done? I've tried praying really hard and repenting with all my heart. And nothing's working. I'm getting frustrated. Okay, who have you talked about your porn addiction? Nobody. Okay, 0 people? Nobody. How much money have you spent on fixing this issue that has caused you so much pain in your life? $0. Okay, interesting. So you have concluded that quitting porn is incredibly difficult and incredibly hard and impossible to do because you have tried everything under the sun and you keep failing, right? It's like, yes, you have not tried your best.
Hey, if you're getting something good from this episode, let me know so I can make more content just like this for you guys. And it would mean the world to me if you could leave a 5-star review, because the only way that this podcast spreads around is through word of mouth. So a review would go a long way. And it only takes you like 10 seconds to do. All right, thanks. Back to the show.
You have not tried your best. And it is unreasonable to conclude that something is too hard and too difficult and I can't do it, and get frustrated at yourself when you haven't even tried. You haven't tried. You haven't. All right, so I'm here to tell you, if you're watching this video, that means that you are trying, which is amazing, and God bless you, and I want to congratulate you, like 100% you are trying, right? Finally. But I'm sharing this video for the people that are getting stuck and are frustrated because they're trying to figure out what's wrong. I think if you really ask yourself, what do I need to do to get better? You already know the answer. You already know the answer. Like, ask yourself, ask your heart, honestly. You're a smart dude. You're a smart, capable, wise person. Ask yourself, what do I think I need to do? And chances are, you already know the answer. I think you really know the answer, what you need to do. Maybe it is, you need to tell somebody, talk to somebody. Maybe. Maybe it is, I think more importantly, maybe it is you need to have a support system in your life to connect with people to talk about your emotional state. If you tend to watch porn because you're bored or stressed or anxious or lonely, those are root emotions, and porn is a symptom of you not knowing how to deal with those emotions. So you don't need to talk about porn with anybody, ever. Did you know that? You don't have to talk about porn. You talk about your emotions. Like, who can I talk with about my emotions? And if I challenge you guys, if you had to quit porn because your life depended on it, and the solution was you had to connect with one person every day on a deep level, a meaningful level, how would you do it? How would you do it if you had to do it? Then your imagination can stretch and think, I can do all these things. I got this person, I got that person. Well, do it, all right? And this is where the trust comes in. This is when I get frustrated. People are like, well, I don't want to do that because it's hard. Well, trust me, okay? You're here because you are stuck and I have a solution for you. Let's try it for a month, 6 weeks. Let's try it, see how you go. And I promise you, you will see a decrease in your desire to act out and an increase in your self-awareness and why you have this happen in the first place, so you know what the root issue is and how to address it. And that's the key to victory, all right?
Hey, are you feeling frustrated at yourself for still keeping porn in your life and you're ready to finally get serious? Trust me, guys, I've been there. Well, you're in luck because I have a completely free training that you can take right now at benuyama.com. In that training, I explain the exact 3-step process I personally use to quit porn and help other men do the same quickly and easily. Don't believe it? Check it out for yourself right now at benuyama.com, and I'll see you in the next episode.